There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Long with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin Healthcare, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Healthy Matters. Dr. David Hilden is your host, and I mentioned this earlier. By the way, good morning.
Morning, Denny.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And to you as well.
And we have a little different topic today.
Yeah, we do. We have repeat guests, but yes, a different topic. I'm excited about it because we've never done it, and the sum total of my knowledge is really small on this. So if I were to ever get questions about dermatology, you know, when I didn't have these two with me, it would be scary. and so we are going to talk about dermatology today, but even more specifically, we're going to talk about cosmetic dermatology. We're going to talk, and we haven't done that before, and this is a service that our Department of Dermatology offers at Hennepin at two of our locations in downtown Minneapolis. And so we thought it'd be good to talk a little bit about it. So I've talked to some old friends and colleagues who have been on the show before a couple or three times, Dr. Aaron Luxenberg and Dr. Jenny Liu, and they are here in studio. They still have their coats. Oh, wait. Jenny took her coat off, finally. It's about like a zillion degrees below zero here in the upper Midwest. I don't know where you're listening, listeners. You might be in a warmer area, but here in Minneapolis, it's cold. It's a cold. And so
It's fresh.
It's fresh. It's fresh. Crisp out. What the heck? Anyways, so they've taken their coats off, and they're ready to help answer your questions about cosmetic dermatology. I want you to get a pen ready, though, because I'm going to give you some information about an event you should sign up for, and if you're interested. And also, I will give you some phone numbers. But I'm going to just give you a little teaser that we're going to be talking about an event that is happening at Hennepin Healthcare at our clinic and specialty center here in downtown Minneapolis. It is on Tuesday, November 27th, and it's a free event over the noon hour where you can meet dermatologists and skincare specialists, and you can it's a hands-on event to learn much more. So I want you to get a pen ready to hear about that Tuesday, November 27th event, and we will be sure to talk about it later. So, Dr. Luxenberg, let's start with you. Welcome back to the show, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to be here again.
Yep, it's been maybe, I don't know, a year since you've been on the show.
Well, I was thinking, usually when I'm here, I'm traipsing down the streets in my T-shirt, so I think I'm usually here in the spring.
Yeah, and we're usually talking about sun exposure and trying to keep your skin. I think you're the one who told me, like, you put sunscreen on your kid, like, all the time.
All the time. Well, and everyone makes fun of me that I force my husband to wear it when we go skiing, and no one understands why, and it's because there's sun all the time.
Right, but you know why. It's because to keep your skin healthy. And then to your right, we have Jenny Liu. You came, I think, also about a year ago, right, Jenny?
Correct.
And you guys practice downtown. And tell me about where you guys practice, Jenny.
Four of us. I practice downtown, the new clinic, the clinic and specialty center, but I also have a few sessions at the North Loop, and Aaron does as well. But Aaron also goes out to Golden Valley.
Oh, you do?
I do.
So we're all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell me, Jenny, what kind of dermatology do you kind of specialize in?
Everything except for, we see all patients, all ages, all gender. But I don't do, like, dermatologic surgery. There is a special type of surgery, Mohs micrographic surgery, that I don't do. But otherwise, we do pretty much everything else. I don't do patch testing, but our colleague, Dr. Sarah Hillwell, she does that. But otherwise, we do pretty much everything.
It's pretty broad spectrum. So we're going to talk about cosmetic dermatology today, specifically. Maybe you could start us off by telling us, what do we mean by that?
So cosmetics is basically improving the way one looks. And I think it's a little different medically because it's not necessary to treat. And often because of that, it's not covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, like, procedures and things that you can do.
Procedures, prescription medications even, you know, skinceuticals or products that are sold often in physician offices to improve the appearance of your skin, the way you look.
So listeners, we're going to be talking about all this today. We're going to be talking about things like, and I'm going to say some words of some procedures and things we do. And we're going to cover some of these things today. We're going to cover chemical peels, fillers, microneedling, Botox. Is that right?
Yeah.
We're going to do those things. We're going to talk about removal of things, like when you need things taken off that aren't cancer. We're not going to focus on skin cancer today. So, like, when you need benign things done. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, listeners, if you have questions or comments about those things. So, Aaron, you start us off with Botox, if you will. First of all, what is it for? What is it? Why do people get it done? And tell us about what's actually involved.
Well, how about we start with what is it?
Yeah.
Botox is actually botulinum toxin.
Yeah, we're supposed to avoid that, I thought. Doesn't that cause, like, food poisoning?
Yeah, we find it in honey or in canned goods, classically, and it can cause flaccid paralysis. So you think, well, gee, why are we using that medically? But actually, we harbor that toxin in order to cause some paralysis of typically our facial muscles when we're using it cosmetically. Mm-hmm. So when we use it, we are able to inject very small amounts to cause paralysis to areas of the face that perhaps you don't want to move. Here I am. No, you guys can't see me out there, but I'm making a very angry face. And if
she doesn't look very angry.
So I'm making a very angry face, a nice scowl here. But if I were to use some Botox in muscles, say, in the forehead or in the glabella, which is in between my eyebrows, I'd be able to smooth out those muscles so that you wouldn't see as many wrinkles in the face. So it's not necessarily trying to make it so I can't move my facial muscles. It's trying to make it so that when my face is at rest, you can't see the wrinkling mm-hmm. that you typically would.
Okay, so I have about six questions that came out of that. So you must use a very small amount. Otherwise, it sounds like it wouldn't be good. I mean,
yeah. So we're able to use a very minute amount in very tiny needles to be able to direct it exactly into the muscle that we want to essentially paralyze.
Okay, so it's mostly for the stuff above your eyes, between your eyes. What about those little crow's feet things?
Yes.
You do that too, Jenny, right here? Okay, so that's pretty close to the eyeball. You're just going right under the skin?
Very superficial, yes.
And you're using a little bit of it. How long does it last?
It depends on the individual, but we usually tell patients kind of about 3 months is when they will start. And they will start noticing that they will have more mobility of those muscles. And that is when they probably should come back.
when it's starting to come back.
Yep.
Does it? The muscles of right under your skin are paralyzed for these 3 months. Does it hurt? Is it numb?
No. They will just, like Aaron was saying, if we were to inject into the forehead muscles when they raise their eyebrows, they physically can't be able to do that. Everybody, depends on how much you inject. Some people want a complete frozen look. Some people want it more natural. And so the more volume, the more concentrated we inject, the more paralysis one will get. But that, like I said, response or that kind of paralysis kind of wears off over time. And the first time for a Botox naive patient, often the kind of the paralysis, we often will inject more the first time. And then when they come back for touch-up, usually a less concentration, less a lower amount is required to keep that kind of improvement, I would say.
Is it safe?
It's very safe. There are, of course, danger zones, but we usually avoid those. Like, for example, if you were to inject into the forehead, we kind of avoid about a centimeter around your eye so you don't get, say, like drooping of your eyebrow, for example. For the most part, if that does happen, there are things we can do, but it will just kind of wear off over time.
It's such small amounts and used so locally that there's no systemic effects.
Yeah.
So you two are MDs. You went to medical school and are trained dermatologists. And so that strikes to me as being important. There's a lot of advertising out there, and there's a lot of other kind of places where people can go for kind of cosmetic things. But for people who don't know my guests today, they are dermatologists who are seen in a major healthcare system, and believe me, they know what they're talking about when it comes to the skin. And I don't know, for me, that just sounds reassuring that you've got when you have people who are trained and skilled at it like this. Do you ever have is it possible for the effects to last longer than you wanted to? I mean, is there anything you can do about it to change that? I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Does it ever go permanently?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, sometimes. But no, it doesn't go permanently. Once it's in, there's no way to reverse the effects. Mm-hmm. But as Jenny was saying, if there were to be some effect that perhaps a patient was unhappy with, there generally are some other areas that you could either put Botox in to freeze the alternative muscles, or other types of treatments that you could do to kind of help an appearance that, again, would just be temporary.
So how many injections might I need if in my forehead?
Well, it depends. But usually for starters, we tell patients that have never had Botox, like what Aaron's saying, that kind of like a glabella, when you frown, that 11 line you get in between your eyebrow, that's a good area because most people have that.
It does kind of look like an 11, doesn't it?
Yeah. And for most people, it's about 20 units of Botox into about 5 sites.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of paralyzes the muscle there. For Botox, for the forehead wrinkles, interestingly, that's not for everybody. And that kind of depends on just like the counterbalance that your muscle kind of works together. So your forehead muscles kind of pull up your eyebrows, hence they give the lines. But the glabellar muscles kind of causes your eyebrows to depress. So for people that just get injections into their forehead, they'll actually get this eyebrow droop that often patients don't like. So even if they don't have a very strong 11 wrinkle line, we still inject a little bit just to counterbalance the effect. And for people that have, say, very close eyelid creases, even if they have wrinkles in their forehead, we sometimes may not even recommend injecting into that because of the eyebrow droop they would get. So it's very individualized, which is the beauty of cosmetic dermatology.
Right. I know a friend of mine who's a physician who had it done and is thrilled. Yeah, it was in the forehead exactly as you're describing.
It sounds really scary, but most people are extremely happy with the results because it's a small thing that, if it's done correctly, again, usually by a physician, it's extremely controlled and you can really tell the slight changes that you're experiencing.
And we always.
Go ahead.
One more thing. And we always often will recommend for patients that have never had it, that want to try, we always go slow and we always can inject more like a week later just to kind of, like Aaron said, improve the things that maybe that wasn't done the first time.
All right. We'll have more, and we certainly invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. If you want to call in your question, 651-989-9226 or send a text, 800-387-8107. We're talking, among other things, cosmetic dermatology this morning on Healthy Matters. Skies are fair, 7 degrees, heading for 30 later today. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Healthy Matters. We're talking about cosmetic dermatology, and if you'd like to ask your question by phone, we have a line open, 651-989-9226, or send a text, 81807.
Okay, we've been talking about Botox treatment, and in the first segment of the show, we got a lot of text messages about that. I told you earlier in the show about an event that's coming up, and I'm going to tell you about it a couple times. It's happening on Tuesday, November 27th from 11:30 in the morning, right before noon, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Hennepin Healthcare Clinic and Specialty Center. We're going to be talking about cosmetic dermatology services. If you're curious, you want to learn more about it, you can come and talk to the providers and vendors about different procedures. You can try skincare samples, and you can even enter a raffle for a free Botox. And what more could you want? It is free, but we'd like you to reserve your spot. We've been doing these events at the Clinic and Specialty Center, and they're proving to be very popular. The venue is really nice. It's warm and open. There's a coffee shop there. You can grab coffee and a sandwich if you'd like afterwards. The parking is right there on site, so even if it's cold, you can take the elevator right up. You don't even have to go outside. That's a good Minnesota feature. So to reserve your spot at this free event, go to hennepinhealthcare.org/cosmetics. It's free, and it's open to the first 100 people who register, and it's going to fill up. So hennepinhealthcare.org/cosmetics. And it's Tuesday, November 27th, 11:30 to 1. Okay. One person called and couldn't stay on the line, and it's not about Botox, but it's about blue light therapy. Can you say, that was from Margaret. Thank you for your call, Margaret. She couldn't stay on the line, but I thought we'd get that before I forget. What is blue light therapy? Can one of you address that?
Blue light therapy is also known as photodynamic therapy. It's really exciting, and we do have it now at Hennepin. And it's neat because it has multiple uses. We actually technically use it more medically to be able to treat actinic keratoses, which are precancers. And what you do is you apply a little bit of aminolevulonic acid, which is applied to the skin in the office, and a patient sits with it on for about 2 hours. And what it does is it's kind of soaked in, and it's absorbed by all these precancerous or atypical areas. And then it's washed off, and a patient sits under literally a blue light for about 15 minutes. Exactly, it's 16 minutes and 40 seconds. And
come on.
Yeah, I know. And who's figured this out? I don't know. Some very smart physicists, I think.
16 minutes and 35 seconds was inadequate.
So the way that this specific blue light wavelength interacts with the aminolevulonic acid that has been absorbed by the atypical cells actually causes a cell death. And so it allows these precancerous cells to die and healthy cells to grow up underneath. So again, it works medically for precancerous areas, but because some atypical brownish appearing areas or some wrinkling it causes turnover of the skin and causes almost a more youthful appearance once the skin is healed up afterwards.
Here's a text message that's I don't know if it's related, but it says, "How can you get rid of dark spots or sun damage on the face?" Would blue light be used for that, or is that's something else?
Well, we have to kind of take a look and see what are those dark spots. For majority of the patients, if it's like sunspots or aging, photodynamic therapy can help a little bit, but also sun protection, chemical peels, which we hopefully will talk about in a bit, will also help with that. Laser can certainly improve the appearance of that as well. And most importantly, sun protection.
So you have some options for people mm-hmm. with sun damage on their skin. We are going to talk about chemical peels probably after in the second half of the show. I want to talk about a second procedure that I believe you guys have some expertise in called microneedling. People have been asking about that, and I know that's something you do. Start at the beginning. Jenny, you can start.
Yeah.
What is microneedling used for?
Yeah, it's like in vogue right now, and maybe some of the younger patients or audience would kind of know that Kim Kardashian, the vampire face treatment.
It's the Kim Kardashian vampire face
treatment? I think I've seen it in social media. Literally afterwards, her face is just kind of all bloody and red, and it's really not that scary. But what it is, it's using a pen that has multiple tiny needles, and we're literally running that and poking the skin with these tiny needles. And what the idea behind microneedling is that these tiny needles are not big enough to cause any sort of severe damage or scarring to the skin, but are big enough to cause micro zones of injury. And then when your skin is injured, when it heals, it produces all these growth factors and collagen. So it's really great for kind of light wrinkles as well as acne scars. And the best thing for microneedling is really the skin color. For darker skin individuals, lasers, because of the heat, it can really damage your skin color. But microneedling, because there's no heat involved, it's really perfect for those patients.
Oh, yeah. So it sounds like a couple of the things you've mentioned today are, and it's a feature of dermatology, that you're trying to kill off some bad cell at the surface and allow something good to grow underneath. That's sort of that what this kind of sounds like as well.
Yeah, it's like purposely producing injury to the skin to induce more collagen, more healing.
Do you do this at Hennepin?
We do microneedling. We also do Fraxel laser, which is a step up from microneedling. It's a little bit, goes deeper, more intense. So the results, like treatment compared to treatment, is a little bit more, you get more improvement. But again, the laser isn't for every skin type.
So I asked you to get a pencil earlier. If you want more information, not only about the event on November 27th, but also if you want to see either Dr. Luxenberg, Dr. Liu, or any of their colleagues, there are more than just the two of them. They're a great department. Go to hennepinhealthcare.org, or you can give us a call at 612-873-6963. One listener told me about 2-3 months ago that whenever I give the phone number, Denny, I give it too fast. So I'm going to try to do it again. 612-873-MY-MD. 612-873-6963. Do we have time to go to the phones before?
Yes, let's do that. We have a couple minutes. Let's do that. Pat in Brooklyn Center is first up. Pat, what's your question, please?
Well, brought up medicine. So my sister has dystonia, and she had Botox put in the back of her neck, and she really had a problem with it because she couldn't lift her head even for a while, and she still had some pain. So I don't know if that's really a good thing for that kind of thing or not.
Well, Pat, that sounds like a pretty bad effect that your sister had, so I'm sorry to hear about that. Yeah, neurologists also use Botox medically, and there are a couple other medical uses for it as well. In dermatology, we actually use it for something called hyperhidrosis, which is excessive sweating of the skin. When we use Botox, we use it in a lot smaller quantities than it's used for dystonia, or sometimes it's used for migraine headaches. So unfortunately, it sounds like your sister did not tolerate it very well. And of course, we hope that all of our patients tolerate it better than that.
All right. We have a little less than a minute to go, but we do have another half hour of the show to go.
We do. We're going to talk about chemical peels. We'll talk a little bit more about Botox and microneedling. We're talking about cosmetic dermatology with Hennepin Healthcare's Department of Dermatology. We've got Dr. Aaron Luxenberg and we've got Dr. Jenny Liu. There's a load of text messages. We'll be talking a little bit more about some of those. So thank you for those. If you want more information about the event that's happening on November 27th, that's a Tuesday, from 11:30 to 1 about cosmetic dermatology, the free event. You can send your response to hennepinhealthcare.org/cosmetics. And you can meet some of the providers and you can learn a great deal more about the things we're talking about
today. Very
good.
We'll mention that again before the show is over. We welcome your phone calls and your text messages, 651-989-9226. Again, text number is 81807. Skies are fair, currently 7 degrees in the Twin Cities. And good morning. Welcome back to More Healthy Matters. And Dr. Hilden, for those folks that maybe are joining us a little bit late, who did you bring with you today?
Thanks, Denny. Good morning, everybody. We're talking about cosmetic dermatology with my colleagues from Hennepin Healthcare, Dr. Aaron Luxenberg and Dr. Jenny Liu. They are dermatologists. They practice at our North Loop Clinic, our Golden Valley Clinic, and our downtown clinic and specialty center. So lots of locations to come see them. In the past, both of these doctors have been on the show, and we've talked about some medical dermatology. We've talked about melanoma and skin cancer and all that. Today, we're talking about cosmetic dermatology, which is of real interest to a whole bunch of people. Before the break, we talked a little bit about Botox. We also got into microneedling, and we just started to talk a little bit about blue light. And if I could return to the blue light question, because there have been some more texts in the meantime in the break about that. And so I want to talk about blue light treatment again. And here's somebody just says, I have a friend who is thinking about that. Could you speak to the pros and cons a little bit more about blue light treatment? And for those who are just joining the show, maybe Aaron, maybe you could just kind of recap briefly what blue light treatment is.
So I'll go through once more. Blue light treatment, also known as photodynamic therapy, is a treatment where you sit under a blue light bulb. It's literally a blue light, and that's the wavelength of it.
It makes you look like a ghost.
When standing under it, yeah. And for enhanced treatment, depending on what we're using it for, we will often use aminolevulonic acid to change the energy of often precancer cells on the skin so that it interacts with that blue light and causes cell death of precancerous cells. Now, that's the most typical application for it. If there's questions regarding other uses, you know, it's very dependent on what you might be using it for. There's uses for acne with the blue light. We use it a lot for just kind of an overall enhanced youthful appearance. And again, then we use it for precancers, and sometimes it's even indicated for use for some superficial skin cancers.
So are there any cons, the pros and cons?
Yeah, the cons during the treatment, again, depending on what we're using it for and how it's being used, it can be uncomfortable while you are sitting under the light. And in fact, then the several days after the treatment, up to a week after the treatment, your face could feel itchy, slightly painful, crusted, peeling, again, depending on what we were using it for.
Okay, I'm going to go to the text line because I think it might take us into some of our other topics we want to talk about. What is the best treatment for marionette lines? Okay, do you know what that is, Denny?
I know what a marionette is, but I'm trying to equate it to
Hammer,
lines.
Do you know what a marionette line is on a face? Okay, you got three of us who are kind of giving us a, huh? What are marionette lines and what's the best treatment?
So those are the lines that we often get kind of connecting, kind of around the sides of our mouth, the corners of our mouth that kind of run down from our nose to our chin.
And if you think of a puppet that you're trying to make speak from above with a string, that's the marionette
Howdy
lines
doody.
Of the chin.
Yeah. Yeah. There you All go. Right. All right, what's the treatment for them?
So the best thing is kind of for injecting fillers. And there are different types, but the one we offer at Hennepin is hyaluronic acid fillers.
So it's a filler. What does it do?
It, again, is not permanent, but will often last, depending on the type of product used, up to a year or longer to enhance and soften the appearance of those lines.
And is it pretty effective?
Very effective.
It is.
Yeah.
So hyaluronic acid, I barely said that right. I seem to remember that being part of cartilage or part of your connective tissue or something.
Yeah, it's a component of the collagen anyways, and you're using it literally to fill in the space of where a wrinkle might be.
Oh.
And it's something that we lose as we get older, which is why often those lines and wrinkles will come out as we get older.
Can you do it in other places of the body?
Yes.
You could do it darn near anywhere?
Well, on the face, for for example, we as we get older, gravity and just fat loss, a lot of times our skin, our face will kind of sag. And so volume replacement, like in the cheekbones to kind of re-sculpt and build a fuller face, there are fillers for that. And then for kind of like we talked about the marionette lines, even like around the mouth and like lip augmentation, injecting fillers into the lip to get a softer, a more kind of fuller lip.
We've talked a lot about injecting things. Does it hurt?
Yes, it can be uncomfortable.
Yeah, so during the procedure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So often we will do some sort of numbing, whether that's injecting numbing into areas of the face to kind of block the sensation, or sometimes topical numbing medication.
And how quickly does it work? Do you walk out of the clinic looking different?
So, yes. And a lot of it has to do with just soft tissue swelling from the injection. And often patients will look even more swollen a couple of days after. And then, but the effect does take place immediately.
So, if I get all this done, will I look like Kim Kardashian?
Unless you want to. No, but I think our goal is to kind of enhance the way a person looks.
Yeah, perfect. So, yes. Denny, there's hope for you and me.
I think I would have chosen like Brad Pitt.
Of George Clooney. Can you make me look like George Clooney?
Or George Clooney.
That's what
yes.
I want. That's what I'd like. All right. This is we're going to talk about chemical peels now. So that's another one of the services we offer, right? Okay. Could one of you give us the basics on what you would use that for?
Chemical peels is essentially an acid that we put onto the skin.
Every time you open your mouth, it sounds like something scary.
I know. Making it sound so much more scary than it is.
I've heard acid. Yeah.
And the idea behind the acid, well, this is going to sound scary too, is to burn off that top layer, but just the very, very superficial layer of the skin. We can go deeper depending on the types of peels. So there's different types that can go from the most superficial layer of the skin down to about the mid layer of the skin is what we use. And again, if we're trying to burn off this top layer, the idea is to create regrowth and enhance these growth factors to allow new skin to grow up from underneath. So we use it for superficial fine lines and dark spots.
Oh, for dark – so dark spots that are due to sun damage or just – yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that's a chemical peel. I'm going to go to the text line. There's a lot of text lines and I'm kind of ignoring some of them because I wanted to get through a lot of these subjects. But here's one that says a very informative show. Thank you. Two questions. What is a good product to use for your skin regarding – this is a sunscreen. Skin regarding sunscreen with a high protective SPF. And then second, my dentist is starting to do facial cosmetic procedures. Why are dentists doing this? It seems strange to me.
Well, how about I will address the question about the product and I'll leave it to Jenny to –
Jenny gets to talk about the dentist. I have a lot of friends that are dentists. They're great. I don't know if they're – I guess some of them are doing this.
Yeah. So I'm not going to talk about brands because the brands are not paying me enough to be promoting them.
Right.
So instead, I'm going to talk about ingredients. Now, my favorite ingredients in sunscreens are the physical blockers, which are zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. And what's nice about these is they give you such a broad spectrum of protection. They will protect against the UVA and UVB. And then just to mention one other thing regarding types of products is now a lot of different facial sunscreens are tinted. And it's nice because, yeah, it sure can give you a nice little bit of base makeup as well. But tinted products generally protect against visible light. And we're learning more and more that visible light, meaning from your light bulbs in your bedroom, could also be causing some darkening of the skin or at least not allowing fading of these dark spots. So my recommendation would be to find a product that you like, that you're going to use, that maybe is tinted, that makes sure we have the zinc oxide and titanium dioxide.
So that's the physical barrier,
yeah.
Right, Erin? So I have a family member who is really concerned about the chemical ones, that they're not good for you.
There's more and more in the news regarding the chemical treatments. The American Academy of Dermatology does not take a stand against any of the chemicals. However, there is one called oxybenzone that is perhaps not good for coral reefs and in some animal studies shows some endocrine disturbances. So in general, I think a lot of the sunscreens are moving away from that specific chemical anyways.
Well, that's kind of a good thing. I mean, to maybe if it's harmful to the environment, but definitely sun is harmful to your skin. And so do something, right?
Yeah, and it's because sun causes, you know, to bring this full circle since you know how much I harp on sunscreen, sun is what causes wrinkles and dark spots.
Yep. Okay, so the things we're trying to prevent here. So if you ever meet Dr. Luxenberg at a party. If you ever meet her at a party and tell her that you want and you show up with a big tan, be prepared. She's going to scold you.
That's right.
Can we go back to the text lines?
Sure.
All right. Here's one that I've never heard of this. What can be done for crepe skin? Do you know what crepe skin is? Is that sort of like the crepe paper?
When people think of crepey skin, it's usually on the kind of the arms, maybe a little bit on the face and neck. And I wish if I had a treatment for that crepe skin, I wouldn't be right here right now because I'd be living the life out in some desert.
So that one's you might just have to live with?
There's things that we could do. What would you say, Dr. Jenny?
Yeah.
You know, I think if it's
I think if it's on the face, I think faceless probably would be the best
more
option.
More surgical.
I think there's you're not going to get a lot of significant improvement with kind of the things that we offer in dermatology. Yeah.
Tell you what, let's take a break here, as we normally do at this particular time. We have more show to come, though. If you have a question, call it in or text it in. The phone line is 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. We move to 8 degrees in the Twin Cities on our way to 30. And welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters. We're talking about cosmetic dermatology, having a lot of questions. As you can see, phone and text. We have a lot of text messages, Doctor.
Indeed, we do. I'm just going to go to the text lines for a couple more here, and then we might have time for one or two more phone ones. Here's one that says, I'm 60, have recently developed small, hard bumps on my arms, legs, and some on my back. They're light in color, not red. Feel like coarse sandpaper. Any ideas?
There are so many things I would love to see you in clinic.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one for us to tell. Lots of little bumps. You might need to see a dermatologist for that one, texter. Here's one that says, dermatology questions, another two-parter. Ready? Number one, what can be done to lighten dark under eye circles? And number two, can eyeliner be tattooed on permanently? What do you think of those two?
Yeah, so under eye circles is frustrating. We all have it. Unfortunately, it's there's no permanent treatment. It has to do with kind of genetics. The blood vessels that's kind of underneath our eyes and our eyelid skin is very thin. So the answer to fixing it is laser and fillers, depending on kind of the situation. And then for the second question, yes, you can get eyeliner tattooed. I don't know the details, but
that's a commitment right there.
I know there are some people. I have myself had what's called microblading of the basically kind of semi-permanent itching of the eyebrow hair. So I think something similar can be done for eyeliners as well as lip liners.
You know, I don't know. Far be it from me, but that sounds like real commitment to that color, that eyeliner.
Yes, yeah.
Holy cow!
Yeah, it is.
I have trouble committing to my eyeglasses.
Of course, if you wanted that Kim Kardashian look, you might.
I might have to. I might have to, Danny. All right. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's do that. Mary is calling from Hugo with a question for the doctors. Mary, go ahead, please.
Yes. Good morning. I have a question about skin tags, which I have unfortunately been experiencing. My doctor has helped remove them, but along with that, I'm 76. I was recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which is very much under control, and I've heard part of that it's coordinating with that diagnosis. And I have many, many, many flat brownish grayish spots, particular under my breasts, that it makes me just feel like my skin isn't clean. Is there something I can do or stop that from happening? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mary. Who wants to tackle that one?
Well, Mary, you're right. The insulin-like growth factor that the body gives off with diabetes can cause more growth of these skin tags. And dermatologists are very capable of removing both skin tags. And what you're speaking of that's on your chest sounds like seborrheic keratosis. Those are benign growths of the top layer of skin. Probably has nothing to do with your diabetes. It's genetic, so you can thank your parents for that. But those can definitely be taken care of in a dermatologist's office. Typically, we like to treat those with liquid nitrogen.
It brings up a point that I had brought up at the beginning, removing benign things from your skin, non-skin cancer. We're not really – that's a whole nother area of study and a whole of medical care. But benign things, of which skin tags are benign things. But talk about other benign skin lesions that you can – help people with.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron touched on two of the most common skin tags in seborrheic keratosis. And then in ethnic patients, including myself, there are kind of these similar things similar to seborrheic keratosis called dermatosis papulosa nigra. There are small, small brown flat spots that kind of come around the cheeks, the arches of our cheeks. For example, like Morgan Freeman, he has tons of those on his face. And that is a common complaint we get from our African-American patients. And we don't like to freeze those because the freezing can cause some discoloration, skin color alteration. But using a light cautery machine, we can kind of lightly buzz that down. And then same thing for like acne or milia or little tiny cysts on the skin. We can extract them. Those are all kind of removable benign skin growths or skin lesions.
You just mentioned a term that another texter had a question about, milia acne. What is that?
So milia is a little kind of basically a occlusion of dead skin, if you will, on the superficial layers of the underneath the skin, very superficial. Often will kind of be like a little white bump, and often what we'll do is extract that and remove that little kind of ball of keratin. We frequently see it in patients that have acne. And yeah, it's extraction, and we can easily do it in the dermatology office. Yeah.
Okie doke. We have time for boy, there's a lot of phone calls coming in here late in the show. I don't know if we have time to get those. Maybe. Let me do one more of these. Let's see. Oh, bone broth. Okay, I don't know if either of you know about this.
But I like to eat that.
Yeah, I heard that drinking bone broth each day improves your facial skin tone.
Yeah, there are a lot of these collagen supplements out there, but the truth is collagen is made up of amino acids, and in your stomach it gets graded into many amino acids and really doesn't get preferentially taken up into the skin, so really has no benefit.
But you know, if drinking bone broth causes you to be a little thirsty and then you're drinking a lot of water and you're well hydrated, that definitely could.
Oh, there you go. That's a good idea.
I tell you what, let's go back to the phones. I think we have time for one more call. Bruce is calling from Bloomington. Go ahead, Bruce. We're listening.
Yeah, good morning. I got a quick question for the doctor. I've had a lifelong genetic problem with keloid scars. It's like any kind of abrasion or pimple or whatever kind of mutates into a big, thick, heavy keloid scars. And at this point, I've had them injected in the past with drugs. But at this point, I'm looking, is there any way to flatten them so it doesn't show under a shirt? It's mainly on my back and backside and some on my chest.
Thank you for your call, Bruce. Dr. Luxenberg?
Yeah, that's a great question. We see a lot of patients with keloids, and they're extremely frustrating. And you're right. The main treatment that I like to perform is injection into them. I like to come up with a treatment plan where we do frequent injections. There's some topical treatments to help flatten them out. And sometimes I'll even refer you for radiation to really help keep those flat.
All right, we've been talking about cosmetic dermatology. Maybe you want to learn more. Maybe you'd like to meet some of our dermatologists and other providers from the dermatology clinic. I want to remind you once again about the event that is happening on November 27th. That's a Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., so it's over the lunch hour. It's a free event where you are invited to come and talk with our providers and vendors about procedures. They'll have some skincare samples. There'll even be a raffle for a free Botox. We'd like you to reserve your spot, although the event is free. It's at Hennepin Healthcare's Clinic and Specialty Center. To register for the event, go to hennepinhealthcare.org/cosmetics. And do it today. Seating is limited, but there's going to be room for you if you sign up now. hennepinhealthcare.org/cosmetics. And if you want to get a hold of our Department of Dermatology or any of the doctors and providers at Hennepin Healthcare, we have clinics in downtown Minneapolis at the North Loop and in our clinic and specialty center. We have clinics in Golden Valley, St. Anthony, Richfield, Brooklyn Park, East Lake Street, Whittier Clinic in South Minneapolis. The number is the same, 612-873-6963.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.